Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Sean Berry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rafael Roque. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Rafael Roque. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Edgar Renteria. Batting second. The center fielder, J.D. Drew. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Shawn Dunston. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eli Marrero. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Placido Polanco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Donovan Osborne. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Donovan Osborne. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom strikes out. There goes Vina. The throw from Marrero to second, and Vina is out. 2 outs. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zerillo takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Renteria hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. J.D. Drew batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Drew takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Drew moves to second. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roque spins and fires to second, and Drew is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Drew, who is chasing the ball. Berry reaches third base with a triple. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry tags and scores. 1 out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Roque is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roque strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tatis takes first base on ball four. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tatis moves to second. One out. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marrero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Marrero reaches second base with a double. Tatis scores. It's Brewers, 1, Cardinals, 1. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Polanco takes first base on ball 4. Donovan Osborne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Osborne bunts towards the mound. Roque fields it and throws to third for the out. Polanco moves to second. 2 outs. Edgar Renteria batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Renteria is 0 for 1 in the game. Renteria takes first base on ball 4. Polanco moves to third. Osborne moves to second. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Drew hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Busby now pitching. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Dunston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Polanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cirillo hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McGuire strikes out. 1 out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tatis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tatis hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnetz takes first base on ball 4. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Berry strikes out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jenkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jenkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dunston. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Loretta goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Brewers. David Weathers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weathers hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weathers for the out. Jenkins moves to third. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vina is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vina bunts towards first. McGuire fields the ball and throws to Busby covering. Safe. Jenkins scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0-for-2 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunston is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Dunston reaches second base with a double. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Marrero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Polanco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe McEwing pinch hits for Mike Busby. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Manny Ibar now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Dunston. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Jeremy Burnett's is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burnett's is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burnett's hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Brewers. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ibar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Nilsson strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Loretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Loretta hits a fly ball into left field. Dunston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Renteria is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Renteria hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.D. Drew batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Drew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Drew hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Brewers. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Ordaz now playing shortstop. Lance Painter now pitching. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Drew. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. David Weathers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weathers is 0-for-1 in the game. Weathers bunts towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vina hits a line drive into left field. Dunston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0-for-3 in the game. Grissom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tatis hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dunston hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eli Marrero batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Marrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marrero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eric Plunk now pitching. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Marrero. The throw from Nilsson and he is safe. Marrero steals second. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Polanco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnetz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnetz strikes out. 2 outs. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darren Bragg pinch hits for Scott Radinsky. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Ordaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ordaz takes first base on ball 4. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Plunk. Ordaz moves to second. J.D. Drew batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Drew is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Drew takes first base on ball four. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ordaz moves to third. 2 outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ricky Botolico now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Loretta strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jenkins strikes out. 2 outs. Rich Becker pinch hits for Eric Plunk. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chad Fox now pitching. Rich Becker now playing left field. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tatis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tatis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Brewers. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dunston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dunston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Marrero is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marrero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Berry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marrero for the out. Dunston moves to second. 1 out. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Polanco hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dunston moves to third. Willie McGee pinch hits for Ricky Botolico. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee strikes out. There goes Polanco. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordaz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ordaz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dunston scores. Polanco scores. It's 7-5, Brewers. Mike Myers now pitching. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drew is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Drew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Acevedo now pitching. Eric Davis now playing center field. Willie McGee now playing right field. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vina hits a pop-up into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 4 in the game. Grissom strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burnetz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnetz takes first base on ball 4. Cirillo moves to second. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-5, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Nilsson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Loretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Jose Valentin now playing shortstop. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tatis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tatis is hit by the pitch. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dunston is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dunston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tatis moves to second. Eli Marrero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Marrero is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marrero hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnetz. Marrero reaches second base with a double. Tatis scores. Dunston moves to third. It's 10-6, Brewers. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Polanco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dunston scores. Marrero scores. It's 10-8, Brewers. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 8. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.